Good morning. You're listening to Leo Love Affairs Queens Radio on Anchor. This is Luna. Happy Hump Day. I found this interesting article on Your Tango, and I think you guys will like it as well. It's all about relationship deal breakers and how each zodiac sign has its own relationship deal breaker. Now, no matter how great your partner is, they are going to do something that is beyond annoying for you. Nobody is alike, nor are there deal breakers. And here's where knowing astrology comes in handy, because each zodiac sign has its own deal breaker. Now, you may not agree with your zodiac sign's deal breaker, but knowing it is a good first step to discovering your own. Starting off with Aries. No chemistry. Aries not being able to connect with their partner on a physical level is a major deal breaker. If the sex is average and their partner isn't making any kind of effort to improve it, there's very little Aries can do. They're already passionate, exciting, and sexual geniuses. Sometimes, it doesn't matter how gifted two people can be at sex if there's no chemistry or connection. Once Aries has done all they can in that department, if things aren't better in the bedroom, they are going to move on. Taurus. If the person has no pride in their appearance, Taurus are down to earth and don't tend to be superficial. But if their partner doesn't take care of themselves and is sloppy, that is a deal breaker. Sure, everybody has days when they just want to lay around in sweatpants and ripped t-shirts. And that's not a problem for Taurus. What they can't stand is someone who rarely showers, don't brush their teeth, and smell just generally ungroomed. Taurus admires beauty and things to smell and feel good. If their partner refuses to make an effort, that's disrespectful to Taurus and to themselves. Gemini, if their opinion isn't valued. Can you even imagine a Gemini with someone who talked over them or acted bored when they spoke or who generally discounted their opinion? One of the things Geminis love is good conversation and debate. They're educated, have well-researched and thought-out opinions, and if their own partner doesn't want to hear them and their point of view, it's clear that person doesn't value Gemini or see them as an equal. Cancer, when their partner is absent when needed. One of the best things about having a partner is having someone there during challenging and emotional times. This is especially true for Cancers. If their partner is never around when they need them, that is a major deal breaker. Cancer makes it a point to be the kind of person people can go to in a time of need, or even when they just want to hang out. And that's what Cancer expects in a partner. Leo, if the person is stingy. You know, Leos are one of the most generous zodiac signs. They love to give gifts and spend money on their loved ones. Leo's love language is gift-giving. So if Leo's partner is constantly stiffing the waiter on a tip or is overly frugal or cheap, that's not going to fly. Leo doesn't want their partner to be a spendthrift, but being generous to others is a quality Leo wants in a partner. If their partner tries to put them on a budget or curb their spending habits, that can mean the end of this relationship. Virgo, if the person has no curiosity or desire to learn. Virgos want their partners to be interested and curious about everything they are. If their partner is satisfied with the amount of knowledge they have and are never curious or interested in learning something, that is a deal breaker for Virgo. The worst is when Virgo's partner shows no interest in the things Virgo is interested in. Libra, if the person is always in a bad mood. We all have good and bad days. What Libras Objection to is someone who isn't having mental health issues, but rather enjoys being in a bad mood. Someone who thinks it's cool to be aggressive, angry, and mean. Now, Libra will try to get them in a better state of mind, but if it's useless, eventually, Libra will give up. They'll realize they're just banging their head on the wall. That relationship is never going to be a healthy one. For Scorpio, if the person is cheating. Lying and cheating don't go over well with Scorpio. If Scorpio's partner is caught cheating, that's a deal breaker that they will not compromise on. It's impossible to rebuild that trust. And the only way to ensure that it doesn't happen again is to end that relationship. Even if the cheating is only emotional, it can still damage Scorpio's trust. Sagittarius can't stand stagnation. If Sagittarius's partner never wants to go out or do anything and are content to stay home, that can be a deal breaker. They want a partner who travels and are willing to compromise. They would like to have solo trips sometimes, as long as their partner is still up for going out and trying new things to keep that relationship fresh. To Sagittarius, this kind of disinterest in new experiences means their partner really isn't interested in their life. Capricorn. Financial house of cards. I don't know what that means. Let's see. If a potential partner is terrible with money, has no savings, and is always on the run from people and organizations they owe money to, Capricorn is not going to deal with that. They do not want to have to take on their partner's debts. Capricorns have a healthy respect for money, and if their partner doesn't, that's a major issue that they will not be able to get past. Aquarius, too high maintenance. Now, if their partner is constantly having meltdowns and overreacting, that kind of behavior is a deal breaker. Aquarius don't have a talent for handling or supporting someone when they're being overly emotional. They don't like to have to feel like they're treading on eggshells and that they have to carefully watch their words and actions so as not to upset their partner. If you're always out of control, you're not a good match for them. Pisces, if the person has no sense of humor, life can be ridiculous, and one of the best ways to get back in hard times is to be able to see the humor in things. If Pisces' partner has no sense of humor, that's a real deal breaker for them. Pisces tend to see the silly side of life, and because they've got such a creative and unique brain, they see the humor in places that other people miss. And if someone can't find the funny side of life, they're not the person for Pisces. And there you have it. Those are the Zodiac deal breakers. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening to Leo Love Affairs Queens Radio on Anchor. This has been Luna. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.